In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seattle Sounders and LA Galaxy meet Sunday in California for the first of two games in Major League Soccer's Western Conference Finals. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick this series is not the MLS championship, but it might as well be.
Art, I wanted to start out by talking about each team's stake in this series.
Well, this is such an even matchup, and they both have slightly differing goals. The LA Galaxy wants to win this for Landon Donovan. They've been MLS champions before. Donovan is the best U.S. player in history by most accounts, and he's retiring after this season. He has been playing stellar soccer since the World Cup because he didn't play in the World Cup. So he scored three goals in the Galaxy's 5-0 win over Real Salt Lake that advanced them to this Western Conference final. And the team really wants to send him out as a champion. And the Sounders have never been where the Galaxy has been, which is champions. They have never made an MLS Cup, much less won one. Getting past the Galaxy has been difficult for the Sounders. They've met them twice in postseasons in their previous 5 years in MLS, and the Galaxy has prevailed both times. So there's that history. And plus, the coaches have been longtime rivals. Bruce Arena of the Galaxy and Siggy Schmidt of the Sounders used to play soccer against each other in the 80s in college, and now they are at the top of the heap once again. Arena has been MLS Coach of the Year three times, Siggy twice, and this looks like it might be his year again. So they're very evenly matched in coaches, in star players, and certainly in their regular season results with one win, one tie, and one loss. So it's really got a lot of tension, a lot of drama, and MLS is loving how this matchup is working out.
One of the star players for the Sounders, of course, is Clint Dempsey, and he has just pretty much had an exhausting year after everything he's been through, including with the World Cup, and you got a chance to chat with him this week.
Yeah, I went out to practice Tuesday and just wanted to find out how he was doing, because this has been an extraordinary year for him, and he said that this has been the most taxing physically and emotionally of his professional career at age 31. And he was very grateful that there was a two-week window between the previous series and the pending one here with the Galaxy, because he just needed to rest. And I think he may have regained the edge he might have lost just because of fatigue in the post-World Cup MLS regular season. So I think he is ready to go, and his partner up front, Obafemi Martins, is a candidate for most valuable player in MLS, and I think he's probably going to win it. So it's a big edge for the Sounders.
Well, speaking of the series, a lot of people are calling this the championship series, and if the Sounders do make it to the MLS Cup, which will be hosted in Seattle if they make it, that's not going to be as big of a game as these next two coming up.
Right. I think everybody who cares about American soccer is focused on the Galaxy and the Sounders, because these are the teams with the two best regular season records, with a history with each other, and probably a lot of contempt for each other. And so it should be kind of a spectacle from the standpoint of elevating American-only soccer in the mind of the national audience. At least that's what MLS is hoping for. And I think the drama next Sunday at the Clink, when the teams meet for the second and final of these games, is going to be pretty close to equivalent to what we've seen with the Seahawks in their run in 2013.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.